you know, so Tom's mindset when he came out with the beverage was this: we're not going to be a Me Too brand. We're not going to be like all the others that are in the marketplace. We're not going to just be a Gatorade light. We're not going to be a vitamin water light. We're not going to be, you know, a Body Armor. We were going to be as different as possible in not only our packaging, but our ingredient list. And, you know, that's really the genius, and if you want to call it the wizardry, of Tom Carlin and Tommy and our team, was to get us to not be a Me Too brand.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for stopping by and checking out another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We have a special interview episode for you this week, but before we jump in and intro that, Shannon has to tell you about a special website that you should be visiting.
AddictedToFitnessPodcast.com.
That's right. And what can they find on that website?
You can find all of our show notes on there. We keep a nice running tally of all of the sources and extra details from each of our episodes. But also, you can find information about us, all of our contact information, links, and the shop page, which includes our Amazon affiliate link as well as your Stick Mobility affiliate link. So if you're interested in checking out any of those, it's actually a really great way to support the podcast. So
you're absolutely right. And, you know, actually the product we're kind of be in a roundabout way talking about today. Actually, not a roundabout way. The product we're talking about today is actually on Amazon, too. And it might be on that Amazon ATF approved items list real soon. So keep checking that back, checking back to see. And the product that I'm talking about is the protein water from Pro Balance. And we actually got to speak with the VP of Business Development, Paul Harris, on this today's episode. This has actually kind of been a interview that's kind of been, I guess, long in the making. Is that the way they say it?
I think so.
So we actually reviewed this product, the protein water, back on episode 69 of the podcast, so way back almost 40 episodes ago.
That's crazy to think that was that far back.
Exactly. So we actually made contact with Paul then. Actually, they reached out to us, and we were trying to set something up, and just obviously Paul, being a VP in the company, is very busy. And then it kind of, I guess, we reconnected because I threw out an Instagram story about protein water. And tagged them in it, and they reached out to us, and we set it up. We didn't let any time like pass, and we kind of made the connection, made the interview the next day. So that's kind of how this worked out. We were super interested. If you guys go back and listen to that episode, you could tell that we're very interested in this product because it has a lot of, I would say, buzzwords on the label and stuff that makes it sound super appealing.
Super sexy. I'm just going to throw it out there. Mm-hmm. It sounds super sexy health-wise.
Right. Exactly. And you guys will talk about it all in this episode, but kind of the marketplace of sports hydration is becoming, it's starting to get more crowded. You know, it used to be just Gatorade and then maybe some Powerade, but now, as we'll talk about in the interview, there's numerous different companies and different products out there that offer different basically benefits, but I think we may have found one of our favorites. You know, obviously we might have a little bit of a preference or bias, I guess that's a good way, but they have as Paul explains in this in the episode, in the interview, I think they back up their claims. So it's good to hear.
I have yet to hear this, so let's bring it on, and let's hear more about both the market and the product, because I actually remember when I first discovered this, and I don't think either of us had ever heard of it. So I'm very excited to hear where they came from, where they're going. Let's do it.
All right. So here, without further ado, is our interview with the VP of Business Development for Pro Balance Protein Water, Paul Harris. My guest today is the VP of Business Development for Pro Balance Protein Water. It is my distinct pleasure to welcome Paul Harris to the Addicted to Fitness podcast. How are you doing today, Paul?
I'm great, Nick. Thanks for having me on today.
I'm really glad we finally got connected. We were actually talking, I think I was looking back, almost probably 5 or 6 months ago about doing something like this, because Shannon and I did a taste test of protein water on the podcast before, and you reached out to us, and we were trying to set something up, but you guys were so I'm assuming you guys were so busy, and rightly so, that we couldn't get it figured out. So I'm glad we got to set this up finally today.
Well, I appreciate you reaching back out. I know we saw, I think it was on Instagram is where you reconnected with me. And you actually had posted about the water. And you were wondering what the magic was and how we got this, how we got the flavor profile and how we made it taste so amazing without having not only any sugar, but without any having artificial sugar in, which I know we're going to talk about. So, I'm excited. Yeah, we are very, very busy. As you know, from our Instagram and our social media pages, I'm on the road a lot, traveling and building our brand and getting our name out there.
Yes, I know. I think I used the word wizardry to describe the water. So and I'm definitely, and once again, I'm glad too. So let's back up before we get into the water specifically. I would love to learn more about yourself and how you got involved with Pro Balance Protein Water.
Well, it goes back to about 2012. My background is I've been in direct sales marketing for 13 years, direct advertising marketing for 13 plus years, and then made a weird switch, went into the financial world and became a mortgage banker. This is all in Florida. And then from the mortgage banking world, when the whole world collapsed, I got into the investment advisory world. And that's kind of how I ended up meeting with the CEO, Tom Carlin, and the whole team there in Clearwater, Florida. They had at that time launched what was pretty innovative, which was the first liquid portable protein shot into the marketplace. And their whole idea was that they just wanted to make protein better, convenient, to basically help solve people's problems that who are active and wanted to get more protein. But not only did they want to get more protein, they wanted something that tasted great. And so they had created the product. It was kind of pitched to me and some guys that I knew in the athlete world. And that's where I first got involved with these guys and helped on the investment side. So that's kind of a short background of mine. I'm constantly evolving in my learning. And to be quite frank, I'm 49 years old. I'm still between 17 and 25 mentally, I think. you have to be. I'm in the sports hydration business. I'm around, 25 year old kids, that are playing sports and stuff. But I'm constantly reading books, updating myself on marketing and social media. So I feel like at my age, I'm pretty much, pretty savvy with what we're doing, except for Snapchat. I'm too old for Snapchat. I've been told by my fiance and her kids that I have no business being on Snapchat. So I'm just saying that's where I ended, I think, right now. So we're on the platform of Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Right. And what is the handle? I know we'll mention it again towards the end, but what's the handle for your guys' company?
So across the board, we are at the @ The Protein Water.
That's exactly, yeah, I remember. That's the one I tagged in my story yesterday. So,
at The Protein Water. And our website, and I'm going to do the shameless plug, our website's www.theproteinwater.com as well.
Right, and we'll have all Paul's information. He'll say it again on the way out too, but we'll have it in our weekly show notes so people can go ahead and click through there too. Just want to comment, obviously being young at heart, I think that's the way to go. So I don't think there's any reason with being, the age you are on your birth certificate, but in mentally being in the teenage year still. So, I think that's a good policy to have or try to maintain. So obviously we talked about your background getting into with Pro Balance. Now, what was there? Obviously they probably saw a need looking at the sports hydration market for something that was a little bit more, beneficial to athletes than just electrolyte water.
Correct. So, our shots did very well when we first came out. We started out with a 28 gram protein shot. Then we and realized, back in 2011 when we first came out with the product, protein wasn't the hot button, you know, buzzword as it is today. I mean, back then people got their protein from protein powders, some protein bars that were in the marketplace, and everybody was, you know, looking at, you know, you got it from the old fashioned way. So, you know, for meat, so chicken, your beef, your fish, your, you know, anything, eggs. And so, we created something called a blend, our own blend of protein called Hydromax Protein, which is a liquid, the protein's been liquefied basically to be in layman's terms. And so we have a combination of casein, a lactose-free whey, and collagen peptides protein blend. We're the only beverage in the marketplace that has a blend of protein. Everybody else does 100% whey isolate, and we were innovators in this, in the fact that we've done something completely different for the consumer out there. And you know, 7 years ago, trying to educate the consumer was another issue. Again, we came on the scene before everybody else in the whole protein category. And so about, I guess it's been about 3 years now, 2.5, 3 years ago, our CEO, chairman of our board, Tom Carlin, who is just a great guy, very forward thinking in the world of what he, of our beverage world, but only also in the retail world. Tom's been doing this for, I think, 30 plus years. He and his brother, John, who are CEO and COO, have been doing this for a long time. We've got it's kind of very much a family business, I'll just say as well. John Carlin's son-in-law is the VP of sales. Nash is our kind of my compadre out of the sales world, you know, is dealing with our buyers and our brokers and all that stuff. And then I don't mean to bore everybody, but it's our team. And then really the guy that's helped put a lot of this stuff together is Tom's son, Tommy Jr., as we call him. Tommy is very involved with our formulations, our product development, and putting that all together. So to say all that to come here, a couple of the people on our board are one of the guys on our board specifically is Kevin McGovern. Kevin was the one of the co-founders or founder of Sobe Beverages.
Yeah.
And Tom had decided with our shots, although things were going well, he wanted to get into the water category, wanted to get into the beverage category outside of the shots. And so he was actually kind of, the resistance was, oh, it's too big. There's too much out there. You're going to, you know, you're just going to come up against, you know, all the big boys. And, you know, Tom's not somebody to step back from a challenge or back down from that challenge. And so we started the creation of Pro Balance Protein Water. And the first three flavors that we came out initially were our citrus, our punch, and our lemon lime. And then we created the blue raspberry, and to be quite frank right now, the blue raspberry and our punch are probably our two biggest flavors, in the marketplace. Although it all depends on what day, you know, I drink citrus every morning. It's kind of my breakfast drink. Instead of drinking orange juice, I drink our citrus beverage. It tastes like, to me, it kind of reminds me of drinking Tang. Huh. Now I am dating myself.
Yeah. I was like, man,
astronauts drink Tang, right? So I love our citrus. I live out here in Phoenix. You know, I live in Phoenix, Arizona, so it's hot out here. So right now when it's 107, 108 degrees, you know, if I go out and I'm hiking or whatever, I really like our lemon lime because it's just way more. It's just a refreshing flavor to me because, you know, how good a lemonade tastes, right, on a hot day. So, and then our punch and our blue raspberry are amazing. And, you know, so Tom's mindset when he came out with the beverage was this: we're not going to be a Me Too brand. We're not going to be like all the others that are in the marketplace. We're not going to just be a Gatorade light. We're not going to be a vitamin water light. We're not going to be, you know, a Body Armor. We were going to be as different as possible in not only our packaging, but our ingredient list. And, you know, that's really the genius, and if you want to call it the wizardry, of Tom Carlin and Tommy and our team, was to get us to not be a Me Too brand. You know, that's where I think a lot of companies fail, is that they really come out and they're just copying somebody else's, just, and they're just one off or a little different, just to try to, you know, have their place in the world. And we're not looking just for our place in the world, but we're looking to be a global brand and a global beverage. And so, so we're different.
Yeah, and it shows, obviously, like you said, from the packaging down to the ingredient list, because I think if you look at some of the other similar products, the other sport nutrition product or beverages that are out there, and you compare the ingredient list, and it is quite different. And the first thing we were talking about when you were talking about the beverage specifically was the protein blend, and specifically collagen peptides, which is something I take powdered collagen every day, actually, because I know I've done a lot of research on the benefits of collagen to muscle, muscle formulation and also joint health. My wife, actually, after she got, she's mentioned it on the podcast before, so I'm not telling on her, but, she, after she was pregnant, after she got done with pregnancy, giving birth to our first child, she had some issues with hair loss. And the collagen, she was taking collagen and it helped her grow her hair back. So that ingredient itself, I think, in my opinion, sets it apart from any other of the sports beverages I've seen that contain protein in them.
Well, and it's a big call out, actually, on our, we put that as a call out on our bottle, but you are correct. Women are the number one purchasers in America of our grocery and foods for their families. And so, and they're label readers. And we wanted to make it very clear on our label what's in our product, and that, it's as you said. And what I hope you do is, I know I've given you the comparison charts. Please feel free to publish those.
Perfect.
I publish them on our social media pages. We are unashamedly in your face when it comes to our brand against yours, because we're better. I mean, it ain't bragging if it's true. That's what I grew up with, that phrase, right? We are open to, and I'll just say them here, On Nutrition, their protein blend, Protein 2O, Premier Protein, any of those beverages head to head. We can talk about that if you want. I can cover all of them. And then all the names that everybody knows, Vitamin Water, Gatorade, Bipro, Body Armor, True Source, Trimeno. I'm not saying all these brands are in themselves bad. I'm just saying there's some that we compare ourselves to that we're just better. And better at our flavoring, but what's in the ingredients. And so, like I said, the most important thing is really why we're different. And so, as I've already said, man, we've got 15 grams of Hydromax protein, the blended protein, the casein, the lactose free whey, and the collagen. But man, this is something that's really important to me, and it's personal to me. My mom, almost 4 years ago, passed away from renal failure from type 2 diabetes. I know we talk about diabetes being a sugar thing, but sugar is part of the diabetics' issues and problems. It really comes down to insulin balance, and I don't want to bore everybody with some other stuff with the medical side. But at the end of the day, we have zero sugar. But not only are we zero sugar, we have no artificial sweeteners. And to me, that is a huge difference between the other brands that call themselves no sugar, no calorie, or low calorie brands, or zero carb brands. Listen, the research is out there on Splenda, sucralose, whatever you want to call it. The artificial sweeteners are flat out bad for you. The body doesn't know what to do with it, doesn't know how to process it, and it ends up storing it in the body as inflammation, gut health issues. And there's so much research out there to go look up what Splenda actually does to the body. So I'll just leave it at that. If anybody who's listening to this podcast, you are drinking anything with sucralose or any of the artificial sweeteners, I challenge you to go look at the research and give it up, because it's just not good for you.
We talk about artificial sweeteners a lot on the podcast, and we've actually interviewed people that are producer of sugar alcohols or zero calorie natural sweeteners, and because we've talked about it, and a lot of the research showing that even though it's zero calorie, your body sometimes treats it as sugar and can still have an insulin response to artificial sweeteners. So you think that you're trying to you're getting one past nature, but it's not.
Man, listen, our bodies are created, they're wonderfully created, as I like to say. I mean, our creator created us wonderfully and beautifully made, and we in our wisdom, so to speak, think that we can outsmart our bodies by, we're gonna provide an artificial sweetening substance for the body. And I'm like, why. And when you realize really, and I, you know, knowing what you guys know, then you know what it causes in the body, that and how the body stores it, and actually stores it as inflammation. And inflammation actually can put on pounds on the body. People have no idea about that whole side of it. But again, I will talk about, we'll stay on where we're at. I can go off on that for a little bit.
No, I agree, because if we had a list of topics that we probably talk about the most on the podcast, I think inflammation would be number one or two. So I'd love to just, you know, like I said, we keep talking about protein water and all the other benefit aspects of it.
I think you and I might have another conversation on another podcast or something else.
I love it. I love it.
We're sweetened with stevia and monk fruit. Okay, so I mean, let's talk about innovation in the plant and the plant-based sweeteners. Stevia comes from a natural leaf. It's a leaf that is sweet. It's not sugar. It's just a sweetener. And then the monk fruit has such amazing properties with antioxidants and all that. It's a great flavor combination, sweetening combination. And what that does is it really helps to. Monk fruit actually helps. Some people have a reaction to stevia where they feel like a little stinging on the tongue, or there's just something that they react to, and the monk fruit actually helps take that away.
Interesting.
But there's the side benefits, again, of the monk fruit. So we have zero carbs in our bottle. We are a number one when it comes to Weight Watchers as far as a point. So all you point people out there now, you macro, micro folks that are looking for something, we're a phenomenal beverage for all of you people that are keeping your numbers, and Weight Watchers were number one so on your points. We have 70 calories. We have natural energy. So we have no caffeine in our product. And so I guess I'll back up and say this. We're the anytime, anywhere, doing whatever you're doing, sports, hydration, recovery, energy product, drink, beverage. So our natural energy comes from B6 and B12, actually 1,250% B12, Siberian ginseng, cayenne pepper, and royal jelly. All for natural energy, blood flow, give you a little pep. I won't say it's going to give you a you know, it's not a caffeine rush. You just have energy. It's not like something where you're going to, it's not like niacin where you're going to all of a sudden get flushed or anything like that. You just feel like you got energy. We hear this a lot from our athletes and all the guys, which we can talk about too. We have vitamin C and D as well in our product. And then one of the things that's really, I'll tell you, the big buzzword right now, the biggest thing is this, is the electrolytes. We have, so the body has five naturally occurring electrolytes. Everybody, we have potassium, sodium, calcium, magnesium, and chloride in our bodies that naturally occur. We're the only sports hydration beverage that has all five of those in our bottle. We're the only ones. Yeah. I will tell you that Body Armor has three electrolytes. Gatorade has two. Vitamin Water has three. Tribeno has one. True Source has one. Bipro has one electrolyte in their bottles. Some of the other ones I named earlier as far as electrolytes. On Nutrition just has sodium. Protein 2O just has sodium and calcium. Premier Protein just has high sodium, 150 milligrams of sodium in their bottle. You know, and then I know we've talked about this. I'll go back. The beverages out there that have so much sugar, I'm going to switch topics back to sugar. Man, look at Body Armor. It has 36 grams of sugar in their bottle. Mm. Like, who needs 36 grams of sugar in one bottle of anything?
No, and like you said, that's I think you look at a can of Coke, that might be more than a can of Coke.
Exactly. Actually, one of our athletes, endorsers, AJ Pollock, the center fielder for the Diamondbacks, Arizona Diamondbacks. AJ was tearing it up at the beginning of the season and had a fractured thumb on a diving play that he made here in Phoenix at home. And AJ was, I think, player of the month, player of the week, like was just ripping it up, and then had this injury, which we just can't wait for him to get back. But AJ actually on the air said it best when, and we've got it, you know, he was on 98.7 the radio station out here. Was talking about us and our relationship with him and his endorsement of our brand. And he said, because he's super healthy, he wants to stay, you know, in his best physical condition. And he said that if you go out on the field and you're drinking these other sugary sports drinks, as he calls them, you might as well just drink a Coke before you go out there. It's no difference. Those are his words, not mine. I couldn't have said it any better. better.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's true or not. I've heard through obviously it could be conjecture, it could be stories, but a lot of athletes, they'll have cups or bottles that say Gatorade on them, but they have other drinks or liquids inside the beverage. I mean, inside 100%. The
container. 100%. That's a fact, Jack, as I like to say. That is absolutely a fact. The only time the Gatorade comes out is on is you wonder why there's so much Gatorade in the Gatorade
shower
barrels.
Yeah.
Shower when they give those guys, because nobody's drinking
enough. Yeah, that's funny. I didn't even think about that.
You ever watch when these guys do that, when they do a walk off and they go to dump the Gatorade on them? It's,
yeah.
It's a full container. Okay. Just saying. that's just so you know. So the electrolytes are really big today. Listen, we are, no matter what your mindset is on global warming or weather, whatever it is, it's hot, and it's hot all the time in different areas of the country. Out here in Arizona, we did a phenomenal last year. We did a whole really cool thing with a bunch of guys from Florida State, a couple of guys from Tampa, some different names. I don't want to throw out their names, but when we had a football clinic up at Florida State with a Heisman Trophy quarterback who won a national championship there, and his whole thing. So, and he's the quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We did a camp for him, and I will tell you, we had, I think, 150, 200 kids out there, and it was spring. It was, hot. And these kids were drinking our water, and like not one kid was dehydrated, we had phenomenal, we just heard nothing but great stories from everybody, how much they loved the product because it kept everybody hydrated. Water's great for you. There's nothing wrong with water. Everybody should be drinking, eight to 12 cups of water a day, or whatever you can get down. But here's the thing. Water doesn't have any natural electrolytes in it. So unless you drink an enhanced water, you potentially are flushing out your electrolytes in your body by drinking, consuming that much water. So you need something to replace those electrolytes. We provide that in our bottle. And last but not least, I'll just say this for all the moms that listen to this and know everything about artificial, we have no artificial colors on our water. So you could spill, our colors profile, when you look at our bottle and then you look at the coloring inside, you're going to go, I can't believe that's punch, or I can't believe that's a blue raspberry, because it's a very clear color. That's because we have no artificial colors. So there are no red dyes in or blue dyes in our stuff. We don't have yellow number 5 or number 6. We don't have red 40 and blue number 1. We have none of those in our beverage. And I know there's a lot of research out there about what those food colorings do,
right,
and the food dyes do. So, again, that's another topic for you guys, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
But so that's what sets us apart. It's just on the label. But then I'll say this. When you crack the lid and you ingest our water, and this is what our CEO, Tom Carlin, says all the time, that when you actually crack that lid and you ingest it, to your point, what is this wizardry? How did you get something that is so good for you to taste so good? And we've a lot of research, a lot of R&D, a lot of money, a lot of trial and error, but we've mastered it. And, I'll go ahead and announce this today, because I know when it comes out, it'll already be out. We start on July 2nd, we're running our first rollout of our new flavor, which is coconut water. So we're going to have a ProBalance protein water, coconut water flavor. It's I don't even know how to explain it to you, man. It's the Caribbean in a bottle, right?
Wow.
It's just, ooh. And by the way, I just made that up.
Yep.
It's trademarked now. I'm going to hashtag Caribbean in a bottle.
Yes.
You
heard it here first. It was here first.
That was hot off the press. That's fresh right there. And so that's our next favorite profile. So by the time this comes out, we will already be out in the marketplace with that. So that's, I really hit on that heavy, but that's, man, we're special. I don't say that lightly. We've got a special blend of a great product.
And honestly, this chart too, I'm glad you mentioned to put it out on our website, because we definitely will, comparing it to the other type of brand or brands you already mentioned too. It's easy to see, and you guys put it all out there, which is great. Kind of like, and I said it earlier, some of the ingredients you had in there, the cayenne extract, the royal jelly extract. You won't find that on any other beverages. Maybe in a very kind of health food store, there might be a rare beverage you find would have something like on that. But in something like this that is basically rivaling the other sport nutrition drinks and like Gatorades and the Body Armors, you won't find those types of ingredients in there. It seems, and I don't want to, pass judgment on them, but, you know, obviously they've kind of had the run of the place for a while, the big ones like Gatorade or Powerade, and they've kind of been able to get away with ingredients, lesser ingredients, or a small list of ingredients because that was the only thing that was available for athletes. So, but now with companies like you, you can see that the big companies are changing their ways. I think it was last week, or at least projecting that they're changing their ways. I should say that. Because Gatorade Zero is supposedly come out, but I know we were talking yesterday is that I still haven't found an ingredient list for it, so I don't know what's in there.
Right. Well, and again, you're right. They are trying to figure out what to do because, listen, Gatorade's they've been hammered because 34 grams of sugar. I mean, here's the bill of goods that everybody was sold. And Gatorade, while in itself, listen, man, I'm a South Florida native, grew up in I'm from the 305, grew up in Delray Beach, Florida, played football, played baseball, did all that stuff down there. And I will tell you, listen, two-a-days, all that stuff growing up as a kid in the 80s, we drank Gatorade. But, I mean, it was a product at the time great for athletes because they did need to replace their sugars and they needed to do something to get them. And I'm not saying in its whole for that it's a bad product. What I'm saying is that they didn't evolve with the time and the athletes that have changed at the time. Like you said, that's they were pretty innovative but it was never meant to be the everyday send your kid to lunch, send your kid to school with 34 grams of sugar in their lunchbox on top of their peanut butter and jelly sandwich and on top of their bag of chips and on top of the sweet snack. And so by the time, you got done, I'm not sure if you might not have 60, 80, 100 grams of sugar in a lunch for a kid. So I'm just going, in my mind, in my estimation, people have gotten smarter today. I attribute a lot of that to Netflix. I attribute that to people watching Food Inc., What the Health, all the documentaries that are out there about the food industry and about the sugar industry and about the diet industry and the health industry. And we have more information available to us today than ever before in the history of ever. There's a book I'm reading and a guy I follow, and I'm doing a lot of just that is very Gary Vaynerchuk. If you've never seen it, this is a plug for Gary. Gary V. Phenomenal, smart guy, and as he says, there's never been a better time to talk about your product, tell people about your brand. I mean, listen, how long ago podcasts have been around for how long now, right? Maybe I'm having the ability to talk to people that I'll never meet in my life through you guys, right? And tell somebody about our brand. Our telephones are our lives now, and if Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all those places. If you're not telling your story there, you're going to be lost. So we are, as a brand and everything, trying to continually evolve and telling people our story because the consumer is listening than ever before. So people are listening and watching and looking and reading. So there's my pitch, man.
Yeah, no, that's good. And you're absolutely right. And it's great that you hit on the idea of kind of the food industry is now we're getting wise to it. The general public's getting wise to what the food industry was trying to do. I talked to a psychologist a few weeks ago talking about he used to do consulting for food in large food companies, and their marketing was geared towards essentially promoting an unhealthy product as a healthy product. And it might have been based and there's some truth to it being based on just poor research at the time about what was healthy compared to healthy now. But there's also some insidious promotion knowing that, this isn't really healthy. But you're trying to convince, like you said, the moms out there that are sending their kids off to school that they need this for a balanced diet. Well, and now we're trying now to coin a phrase that an old phrase. The chickens are coming home to roost, or it's starting to pay for with the chronic diseases like type 2 diabetes and obesity. We're starting to pay for it in this country. And I think products like yourself or products, the protein water product that advertise is, you know, are at the forefront, basically put everything out there on the table to say, hey, this is what we have, this is what we believe, and this is, we're going to do research, continue to research to make sure that all these ingredients, the what we put in there, is always sound and can lead to, you know, the nutrition benefits that we promise.
And that's truly our vision, is to provide the best, healthiest products from ProBalance that we can. I will, you know, you made me think of something. I don't want to, you know, jump all over, you know, I mean, as we're talking about all this, but I mean, we are, we're just in there. There's a time right now where, again, it's just a different marketplace. That's all. I'll just leave it there.
Well, if you want to say something, Paul, this is an open forum to say it. It's your choice. I'm not going to limit you on what you have to say.
The truth of the matter is, for lack of a better word, I had a brain fart. I had the idea, I had the statement, but I didn't want to interrupt you because I was being polite. And I kind of sat back and sat for a second. You know, here's the story for us, and here's what's telling the story, is that, you know, we are, as a brand, seeing things happen different for us than I think other people get, or as people have other seen. So we just made a big announcement recently. We're in Europa Sports. So people that are going to listen to this, that are gym owners, that are in the health and fitness world, you probably already know who Europa is. You can go to Europa and buy our product from them online. If you own a gym and you have a Europa rep, tell them you want to get ProBalance protein water in your gym. Eric Hillman, who's the CEO of Europa, loves our brand. He is actually promoting us on his personal Instagram page. Eric is just become a friend of the brand, loves our water. You know, you can find us throughout the Tampa market. We're currently right now, you'll hear Mike Calta running, you know, talking about us on the radio up there as well. So Mike is talking about us every day on the radio. You're going to find us in CVS stores throughout your area. You're going to find us 7-Elevens all throughout there. We're working diligently. Planet Fitness is another one out there. We've been working diligently to get us into Publix. We're in over 2,000 coolers and Rite Aids. We've been in Albertsons and Safeway nationwide. We have 7-Eleven. We're just expanding with different 7-Elevens throughout the United States regionally. Here in Arizona, we're in High Health. Pretty large health food chain out here. We're in Smoothie King in Florida. We're in Discount Drug Mart in Ohio. I mean, we're just growing as we're doing. Really cool. Anybody up in the Northeast is going to listen to this podcast. So we're at Wegmans in about 15 current stores. They've created a functional beverage category. They've never had this category before, and they created it. And we're the lead protein. We're the only protein beverage in that category.
Interesting.
So. Wegmans is it's the number one grocery chain in America.
Yeah.
You know, they're huge. And they actually contacted us. We'd been trying to get a hold, you know, to get the meeting and all those things set. But crazy as it was, they actually contacted a distributor that knew us, and we're now currently in 15 of their Wegmans, hopefully to get chain wide with them.
Yeah, I know both me and my wife are from the Northeast, so we're definitely familiar with that.
There you go. So, I mean, you know how big they are. So, I mean, there's just a list of grocery chains where we've been and where we're trying to get to next. We're just doing that, you know, every day. When I'm not talking to guys like you, I'm talking to buyers and brokers and trying to get set up in the categories and all those things. We're asked all the time, hey, when are you going to get into this store? When are you going to get into this store? And man, we are working diligently to get into every store and every grocery chain in America.
Now, obviously, if somebody doesn't have a store in their area, like one of the ones you just mentioned, do you have an online store where they can purchase the product?
We do. I mean, you can go to www.theproteinwater.com, but we're working to really start having Europa handle all of that for us as our distributor partner. Listen, man, we're not a shipping company, right? I mean, we're the beverage side, but we're really not. You know, we'll ship pallets out to people from our offices and from our where we are manufactured in Dallas, Texas. By the way, we are manufactured in the U.S. There's a flag on our bottle, so we're made in the USA, and it's very important to us as well for everybody to know we're not manufactured, you know, in any other countries. We're manufactured here. But in that, we'll ship from there, you know, pallets quantities, but We're really trying to just push everybody. So if anybody's interested, go to europasports.com and you can get our Pro Balance Protein Water. Punch and Blue Raspberry currently is what they have there as we integrate more of the flavors with them. And that'd be the best place to go.
Okay, perfect. Can you give me the spelling of Europa Sports real quick so I can kind of, people can type that into their browser sure. So they know where to go?
It's Europa Sports.com.
All right, perfect. Well, Paul, I really appreciate you joining me. And like I said, I think, and like you said, I think we can have more of these conversations. So I would love for you to come back in the future and we can obviously talk about any new products you guys have on the horizon or more kind of maybe like I know you guys have a lot of sponsored athletes. I would love to maybe try to get some stories about, you know, what how it's affected their game or improved their game in their respective sports.
Well, and that's, I didn't know if we wanted to cut it short or not. I know it's kind of a little longer than what we were doing, but I mean, we do. We've got, I mean, professional athletes from NFL, NBA drinking us. We have endorsed athletes in Major League Baseball. We have currently three cars that run, two cars running the Pirelli World Challenge. We had a car in the Indy 5, two cars in the Indy 500. We're currently with AJ Foyt Racing with one of our cars. You know, Meta World Peace is one of my partners, one of our partners. Mike O'Hearn, four-time Mr. Universe, one of our partners, huge endorser for us, and his sidekick, the beautiful Mona Murasan, who's another former Miss Universe and former editor-in-chief of Muscle and Fitness. These are the kind of people that have endorsed us. These people don't just endorse anything. They've been asked to endorse a whole lot of things or partner with, and these are all folks that are part of our team, you know, that are part of us. You know, we've got guys like, and to be quite frank, you know, one of our early investors was Charles Barkley. Nice. A lot of people, we don't put that out there for everybody to know, but now it's out there. Charles has been one of our partners. We've got C.J. Wilson, former MLB pitcher for the Angels and the Rangers, big-time mm-hmm. car guy. C.J. is one of my partners. We're partners with through Entrepreneur Magazine with Elevator Pitch, the TV show. Jeff Kleinfeld is one of our partners. And then Joey Crutell, the producer of HBO Ballers, is one of my – he's my boy, and he's actually one of our partners as well. So, you know, we've got a lot of that going on. I've already mentioned A.J. You're in your neck of the woods, Kevin Kiermaier. I mean, Kevin with the Tampa Bay Rays, Kevin was our first endorsed athlete that came on board with us. So, you know, just a lot of great stuff. Please make sure everybody go follow us at The Protein Water on Instagram, Twitter. You can find us basically the same thing on Facebook. And, man, I appreciate the opportunity to tell our story and get it to all of your podcast listeners.
Absolutely, Paul. And I once again, I'm glad we made the connection because you know, I drank it and I liked it. And that's why I said I was blown away. That's why I said wizardry. So I'm glad you were able to come in and explain some of the wizardry behind it and to let people know that there is natural ingredients in it, natural sweeteners, and then more beneficial ingredients that are probably, in my opinion, I'm looking at the chart right now and definitely blow away some of the other sports nutrition products on the market right now. So we'd be happy to keep promoting this, guys. I'm going to promote this product from here on out, and I'd love to have you back on the show sometime soon.
Absolutely. Thanks again.
All right. Thanks, Paul. Hope you guys enjoyed that interview with Paul Harris. Honestly, we could have kept going, as you guys heard towards the end there. And I think Paul's going to come back and give us some more information because they're releasing a lot. They're doing, obviously, development as we speak now. They actually just released a new product, as Paul talked about in the interview. So I think he's going to be back on the podcast real soon. But we're... You know, obviously, I'm not going to lie, I was kind of somewhat skeptical when we first tasted this product, you know?
I remember.
Because, I mean, obviously, for me, we don't have a lot of sugar all the time, so when something tastes super sweet and says no sugar, that's when I start getting my little, kind of like the skeptical eye or skeptical eyebrow.
Yeah.
I'm doing it right now.
The eyebrow waggling is happening mm-hmm. over here.
Right. But as Paul mentioned, you know, it is sweetened with zero calorie sweeteners right now, that we stevia and monk fruit. So as what we know of research right now, those are zero calorie and don't have the same effect as real sugar or artificial sweeteners. So yeah. I think that's they back up their claim. You know, there is no sugar in there. It's basically the stevia and monk fruit. So the natural sweeteners from plant sugars, essentially. So a couple of the other the ingredients in the protein water is something that I'm very impressed with is the things like cayenne.
Yeah,
you know, it's kind of, I think that's cool. It's obviously it's not enough to make it a spicy beverage, but I think those kind of additives in there, and natural additives, is kind of make what sets it apart too.
Yeah, the B6 and 12 and mm-hmm. the ginseng mm-hmm. are also. I mean, they definitely seem to have put some real thought in distinguishing their product,
yep.
and so it's not just a protein. It really does have some. Some beneficial nutrients, vitamin C and D.
Right.
They crammed a lot into this bottle.
Yeah, and I think we talked about it on the interview, but there's a nice good comparison chart between some of the ingredients they have or the components of protein water compared to other big names in the sports hydration market. So we're going to put that up on our show notes for sure. Another thing you always hear about in like sports hydration is electrolytes. Mm-hmm. They replace your electrolytes, and it's important. You know, obviously, when you do a lot of sweating, and you're an athlete, and you're competing for anywhere from 60 to 90 minutes, depending on your sport.
Yeah.
You do need electrolytes to help keep you going, and protein water has 5 of them, in opposed to some other beverages that have only 2 or 3.
Yeah.
So I think that's a huge component, and I really enjoyed this product. You know, I don't know if it's something I'm going to drink on a regular basis, but, you know, I think it's definitely an option out there for athletes.
I think, yeah, if you're dealing more with performance,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you were really pushing yourself so that you needed a beverage like this to rehydrate and restore some of those key nutrients.
Right.
It's not a bad go, and
right.
I mean, it's going to be a lot less impactful than going and probably, you know, picking up like a Gatorade or
yeah.
something like that. Everybody's trying to play up the zero sugar, but they're not really putting anything else that beneficial
right.
in most of them.
And we talked about earlier in the week, we talked about the names, you know, kind of the hidden sugars in beverages
yes.
or foods in general. So with that, we kind of talked about it in the interview, but with the Gatorade Zero coming out, I still haven't found any ingredients that they're putting in there. So they might, you know, they might be, and it might have changed since the last time I looked, but they might be saying zero sugar and have artificial sweeteners.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they can get that workaround. So, I think this is a great, if you're looking for a sports hydration product that also has protein in it, I think this is a good option for you. And, you know, it's in a lot of places. They're starting to even expand even more. We actually talked about the Wegmans, not Wegmans. How did I say it wrong?
Wegmans.
That's what
not
I meant.
Wegmans.
The Wegmans?
It's not even close.
The Wegmans?
The Wegmans.
I know. I knew that was a place you'd be familiar with.
Yes.
So I was like, that's
a northerner.
Mm-hmm. So they're getting into a lot of other lot of places. We found them, of course, you know, at CVS when we first found them.
Yeah, I found them at an event.
Yes.
The first time I ever had, they were marketing at like a big concert event mm-hmm. in Tampa.
Yeah. So they're constantly expanding, and then they got the website that we mentioned in the interview, and we'll make sure we'll put all the links and everything in the show notes, guys. So so you guys can get a hold of them and try it yourself. And like I said, visit addictedfitnesspodcast.com. Check out our shop page. There might be a link for the protein water with our Amazon affiliate code in it, so you guys can actually try this for yourselves.
I'm just going to throw it out there. I really like the blue raspberry.
That's the one I had recently. That's how this whole thing got started.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we'll put that
up. That was the first one we had.
We'll include that. We talked about it in the interview, how it all got started, but I put the Instagram story and tagged it, you know, how did you guys pull off this wizardry?
Yeah.
So that's how this whole thing got started. It was because of the blue raspberry.
Sorcery.
Yes. So it was definitely, it's definitely tasty, guys. And, you know, I they back up their claims, and, you know, Paul was willing to come on here and talk about everything openly and honestly, and I appreciate when a company can do that.
Yeah.
And then give us, I mean, he gave me a ton of information about what's in their beverage. So if you're looking for a beverage like this, you know, you're an athlete.
A sports beverage. Yeah,
maybe a high school, even high school athletes who, you know, have to go to school all day and then stay after for 2 hours to go to practice. You know, this might be for you guys too. So parents who are buying stuff for their high school athletes, this might be a viable option instead of loading them with sugar. So, you know, guys, check it out for yourself. Let us know what you think. You know, do a little, do your own taste test and let us know what you think about it.
Yeah, if you try some other flavors, interested to hear what you think, because I think we were both impressed, like we said earlier. It was too good to be true, which is why we were so skeptical for so long. So the actual chance to get, like, the proof is in the pudding sort of deal, let us know if you agree that the flavor definitely raises some eyebrows, but the labels and all the claims that they make, they backed.
Right. Yeah. And then I know I got to get you their new flavor, coconut.
Oh.
Yeah. So I know you're going to like that. So
oh, my gosh.
We're going to get some of that. We'll try it out. We'll send some pictures and put it on our story or the Facebook page. So once again, guys, as Shannon already mentioned, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. That's where you get all the information about us and the products that we try. All show notes also. And then also, I don't know if we mentioned in the beginning, but iTunes and Apple Podcasts. Leave us a review, and then we can read it in an upcoming episode in our listeners' talk back section.
Yep.
All right. I think that it was a great, informative episode. You got anything else for them?
Nothing. I really want this coconut drink now, though.
Okay.
Let's go get it.
Yeah, let's go. All right. We're out of here. This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness Podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Bye.
For all things Addicted to Fitness, you can check out our website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. You can also give us a follow on Twitter at the ATF Podcast and like and follow the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page. Last but not least, please give us a rating and review in the iTunes Store. Thanks.